morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. Well, y'all, it's Thursday. It's day 37. I gotta be honest, it's getting a little hard. I know we're close to the finish line. I know we're almost there. But the water fast, the lack of being able to sleep, the not being able to work out because the energy levels are low, these last few days are tough. So I'm joining in with you in prayer that today God gives you strength to go in and complete and finish that which we have started. That's the message on today. Let's finish what we started. I welcome and greet all of you on our prayer line today. Grateful to the Lord that we're just a few days away from crossing the finish line of the fast and beginning the new journey that God has for us as disciples. I want to read in your hearing the writing of Paul to the church at Philippi. And listen to what he says in Philippians chapter 1. I thank my God every time I remember you, and all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel. From the first day until now, I'm being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Listen to the words of Paul. How he prays for those who partnered with him, how he prayed for one another. I want to challenge you today in this journey of prayer and fasting to take some time to pray for other people, to pray for those who are on this journey who you do not know, to pray for those who are going through all these transitions and anxieties with this new administration. Let the Lord place on your heart some other people to partner in prayer with today, that we might be led in the gift of intercession, putting others on the altar and praying for them in a mighty way. Everyone on this prayer line knows what it's like to have been in a place where someone else prayed for you. Today, let's return the favor as Paul did and pray for them. And this one, I like that. Paul says, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That he who began a good work in us will carry it on to the day of completion in Christ Jesus. We are in this fast for these 40 days, and we trust and believe that God is doing a new work in us, that God has begun something, that God is up to something, that God started something 36 days ago, that God saw in God's providence and the future for your life. And that is what God is working out. You're doing the prayer and fasting, but God is working out something. God is putting his hand on it. God is stepping in the middle of it. Your prayers and your fast has been an invitation for God to step in the middle of your life and to throw God's weight around, to move things around, to shift your life, to do brand new things within you. And the Bible says that whatever God began, God will complete. God will perform. The reason I love that is that we can release things to God. All of us know what it's like to hold on to something in our mind that we feel we have to deal that we have to deal with in our hearts, situations that we need to fix, that we need to correct, that we need to see our way through. But I'm telling you this morning that through prayer and fasting, you're inviting God into it. And when God shows, God let God work it out. Let God perform it. Let God complete it. Lord, we bow before you this morning on this Thursday morning, thankful for the brand new mercies that we've awakened to. And gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, for the abundant and sufficient grace that is awaiting us throughout this day. Gracious, loving Father God, I just trust and believe, oh Lord, that whatever this day will hold, you've already seen it. You've already prepared it. You've already planned it. That nothing that happens to us is a surprise to you, that you are the omniscient God who knows all things. And Lord, we put our faith in you. We put our trust in you. We believe, oh God, that you are able to see, you're able to guide, you're able to work. You're able to stand in areas, Lord, we cannot. You can stand in the minds and the hearts of those who stand against us and able to work your will. You, O gracious Lord, are able to get into places where we are not allowed, where we cannot find ourselves and the strength to handle it. But gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, you do. And Lord, I want to thank you for what you've begun in us. We acknowledge on this 37th day of our call to reset and seek you through prayer and fasting. Then we can reflect and look back and know that you've been up to a new thing. You're doing a great thing in us, Lord. God, you're fixing things that never would have been fixed had we not sat still. Changing some desires in our hearts that would never have been corrected had we not fasted. Gracious Lord, Father God, that in these hunger pains that we deal with, you're doing something in our restraining from spending. You're doing something as we turn ourselves off, as we get off of social media. Gracious Lord, Father God, you're doing something. Everyone in this space, if you're grown, you probably know what it's like to have a medical procedure where they give you some type of anesthesia and the doctor's working and you don't even feel it. You don't even know it, but something's happening. That's what's happening during this prayer and fast. You may not see it. You may not feel it, but God is doing something in you and on you and through you. And here's what the Lord says. Allow me to complete what I started. The challenge word for us, for some of us, is that the work God has begun may not be completed on Sunday. It doesn't mean, I don't mean to discourage you, but I want to be honest with you that some of the work God is doing does not end on Sunday. God is still completing it. You've just now given God permission to step in and to work on your heart and on your mind. And so I challenge you today, my brothers and my sisters, to surrender to God's timeline for the work God is doing, knowing that even if it doesn't end on, even if I go back to eating, even if I go back to watching a little television, even if I go back to some of the things that God has still has permission to work on my heart and my mind. What is God doing in your life? Surrender to that and know that he who begun a good thing, he who has begun a good thing will complete and perform it until the day of the coming of Jesus Christ. We are works in progress all the way to the day Jesus shall come again. We are always maturing, always progressing, always evolving in our faith, always deepening in our understanding and wisdom of God, always growing stronger in our witness of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for the work you're doing in us and on us and through us. And we pray now, oh God, that as we go forth on this day, that we will experience the peace of surrendering all of our issues and worries to you. Gracious Lord and Father God, don't allow us to be afraid of difficult conversations. Don't allow us to be afraid to be like Peter and have to take a step out of the boat, trusting and believing that you can give us the power to walk on water. Let us not be afraid, oh gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, of going into the meeting or the diet or the doctor's appointment, not knowing what the end result will be, but trusting that you are still in the midst of it. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, let us not be afraid, oh Lord, of the changes you are making as you shift pieces and people in our lives. May we be open and welcome to what you're doing in us and on us. God, teach me to surrender to your will today and trust that when you put your hands on my heart 36 days ago, you already had a vision of what I would become. And now, Lord, we give you permission to complete it. These last days are hard for a reason, because God's going to do God's greatest work in these next few days on our life. God's going to do the most difficult things. Now that you've broken, now that you're broken, now that we're weak, now that your strength is minimal, God says, now you stop fighting, and now I can do the work. So have your way, O Lord, in our hearts, in our lives, on our minds. Have your way. This is our prayer, gracious loving Father God, as we ask it in the name of Jesus, who is our Christ. And we who are seeking you and love you and putting you first in all things said amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and my sisters, good morning. Happy day 30 or 36. 30, oh my God, I forgot. What day are we on? Y'all, I'm so sorry. I'm losing track of these days as we go forth. It is day 37, and we've got three more days to go. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Remember that our prayers are recorded, and we encourage you to come back and join us again tomorrow morning. We're almost there. Three more days. We're almost there. This is Pastor Holly. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and beautiful day on purpose, everyone. In Jesus' name.